Welcome to the Bee Hoo Poo broadcast.
Recognizing goats and sheep. In the past centuries, most people lived in the countryside areas, and the awareness of animals and behavior was common knowledge. As we move into the 19th and 20th century, more countries became industrialized and we moved to cities and neighborhoods. Our knowledge of animal behaviors disappeared. Looking at times past, a reliable source of our parables was based on common knowledge of farming and the traits identified in animals to point out some of our acceptable and unacceptable deeds. One of these parables is that of sheep and goats, to show the characters and level of relationship we have with Christ, our Good Shepherd. The simplicity and beauty of these parables is that they allow us to look at our own condition outside of religious, social, and political influence and allow us to focus on our own unique condition. Many parables are used without the need to select people as examples that may derail us from the lesson or condition that is being identified. Every culture assigns various characteristics to animals, positive and negative. Some of the labels are true and others are not. Most of these brands have been used so often and for so long, we have kept the labels without any personal knowledge of truthfulness. Before we continue in this broadcast, I would like to take a moment to share with you two sound clips, one of sheep and one of goats. For those of you who listen to these clips, hear how close in tone and noise they are. The identical behaviors of sheep and goats. Both were domesticated farm animals. Both were domesticated farm animals 10,000 years ago, living in communities for a long time. Both are similar in size and weight. There is not an enormous difference between the two groups. Both have wide range of vision. They have similar abilities for daily survival. Both have the same digestive abilities, having four chambered stomachs. both have similar reproductive timelines. Gestation period for sheep is 146 days, for goats 150. Both have the same pregnancy ability. They can have more than one offspring per pregnancy. More variation is between the varieties than with the species. The differences within the groups are greater than without. Both form close bonds with their young. They have the same parenting abilities and connections. In cooperation, form motherhood groups. Establish parent groups for greater care of their young. Males segregate in small bands, remaining near the females. They form groups for association and support. The lifespan is average for each creature. The normal life expectancy is between 10 and 12 years. They have the same dangers, weaknesses, and predators. Coyotes, domestic dogs, eagles, vultures, ravens, bobcats, mountain lions, foxes, bears, and wolves of the Americas. Now let's look at the similarities from a human viewpoint. Similar views of the world and cultures of the world. Both are part of the same district. Both participate and react to like situations. Similar responses to the world and world systems. Both operate under the same guidelines and laws. Similar reliance on established government and system processes. Both have similar confidence in leadership based on experiences, the same level of trust in authorities. Both have connected levels of perceived dangers, generally engaging in community awareness and threats. Both live in the same environments, adapting to the same conditions. They share the same exposures and often problem-solving solutions. Both are dependent on the shepherd, but not always trusting in the shepherd. Aware of their condition, but not always willing to do what is necessary. Both tend to stray away from the safety of the group and protection of the shepherd. Both have a high tendency to pursue ambitions outside of their true life's path. The different behavior of sheep and goats. What are the spiritual meanings to have a goat or sheep mentality when it comes to the Gospels? Sheep are not fully part of the world system, having spiritual regeneration. Through the spiritual gift of salvation, the goat becomes the sheep. Goats are fully part of the world and world system, having no spiritual regeneration. Those who have not received salvation and continue in their current spiritual condition and pathways. A social group is essential for sheep to buffer against stress and improving overall well-being. The fellowship of others in the faith is critical to their spiritual health. Goats like independence, preferring smaller family unit-like groups, but will wander further away. They seek diverse fellowships and sources for spiritual strength. Sheep will gather and move together when in danger. They will gather and move when led by the Good Shepherd. Goats are more likely to scatter and rely on their own abilities. They tend to rely on their own skills and associations for results. Sheep tend to focus on the condition of the whole community. They are concerned with the poor, widow, and the homeless. Goats tend to focus on the condition of part of the community. They are concerned with their properties and associations. Sheep learn to apply moral principles and standards to everyday life. They use the Bible as the primary source for ethics. Goats learn and apply various beliefs and standards to their everyday life. They tend to use judicial law and cultural guidelines as direction. Sheep learn and acknowledge the supreme power of God and submit to His authority. They learn by their experience who God the Father is through Christ Jesus. Goats do not learn or acknowledge the supreme power of God, nor submit to His authority. They continue in various rituals, religious and non-religious. Sheep learn through relationship to disconnect from pride and sensations of their lives. They give up the tangles of this life. They give up the tangles of this life that separate them from God and His will for their life. Goats continue to embrace the vanities and splendors of their lives. They follow their own paths of greatness, wealth, notoriety, and power. Sheep learn through relationship to accept correction and embrace maturity. They learn God's correction is out of love and deliverance from the judgment of the world and world systems. Goats discard correction, not aligned with their own agendas, with their agendas, and reject maturity. They despise correction, especially any that opposes their lifestyle. Sheep learn from the hardships of rebellion and learn to walk in obedience to the shepherd. They learn the consequences of ungodliness, sinfulness, and repentance. Goats discard the hardships of rebellion. They refuse to walk in obedience to the shepherd. They continue to walk in their chosen path, applying other causes to their current condition, with little to no accountability for their own actions. Sheep learn that success in the eyes of people is not necessarily success in the eyes of God. They learn how we go about achieving things matter as equally as the results. Goats learn that success in the eyes of people is achievement and will be rewarded in this present life. They learn that achievement of the goal, regardless of how it is completed, is acceptable. Sheep, with the help of the shepherd, learn to forgive and love those identified as unlovable in all levels of society, including those who are considered the worst offenders. They learn that their personal sins are equal in the eyes of God, who continues to love and forgive them, so they can do the same. Goats often never forgive offenders, depending on the cruelty they have received and the destruction it has caused them or those they love. They learn and believe that some sins are greater than others and have greater impact and should be judged accordingly, often with no long-term impact awareness of the minor ones that often produce, in time, just as much destruction as the major ones. Sheep, with the help of the shepherd, learn they are saved by grace and not of any works that they are able to produce, eliminating the pride of accomplishment and self-righteousness. They learn that success in this life cannot earn them the salvation they have received, nor the grace and mercy that is daily provided for their good. Goats believe that their works of achievement justifies them, and the benefits of their labors are witness of their standing in society and with God. They believe that their financial wealth, ranking in society, occupational achievements, associations, and religious memberships are signs of their spiritual status. These are the differences between goats and sheep. Now that we have made the distinction between the commonalities of sheep and goats and the differences, I believe we can move on with upcoming broadcasts. It is important that you have a good understanding of the definition of these terms used in future shows. Often I've made the mistake of belief that my definition of a thing was the same definition of the one I was speaking to. However, I had to discover we were not in full communication, in full conversation, because of our differences in definition of key nouns and verbs. It is also equally important that when we make differences concerning these two animals for spiritual reference, we are not deceived. Always remember that the love of God through Christ Jesus is equal. His care, concern, and provision to all His creation. Remember, we determine our spiritual status to be sheep or goats based on our personal relationship with the Good Shepherd, not any other memberships. John chapter 10, verse 14. The New American Standard Version is most appropriate. It states, "I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me." Regardless of your favorite version, give it a read. Recognizing goats and sheep.
Joining our broadcast. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you like us, please share. Look for us at wehoopoo.com.